Welcome back, guys, to Baby Got Sacks.
Welcome. My foot's all pins and needly.
I was wondering what you were looking for.
I'm having an issue.
I can't help you, but I'm here for support.
That's all I need.
The book that we're going to talk about, we're going to be real honest. We don't really remember exactly what happened.
Should play into our rating, honestly. The lasting power was not strong in this one.
Yeah, well, when did we read this?
Good God.
That would have
read it in July. August.
I did end of July. July 28th. I'm going to bump 3rd. My rating down to maybe a 2 or a 3.
Mine originally was at 3.5, so mine's just going to be a nice even 3.
I might do mine at a 3. Mine was originally at a 4.
Average.
The book that we are talking about is No One Can Know by Kate Alice Marshall. Now, we've read another book from her called What Lies in the Woods, which I really liked that book.
I liked that one. I'm going to be honest. I'm reading the summary right now because I don't remember. Oh, now I remember. Now I remember.
The girls. Yes. Yeah, the girls.
With the goddess.
Exactly. See, I remember that book. This one. This one. Nope.
No one knows. No one can know. No one shan't know. No one does know.
I will let you guys know there's a rating. There's a 3-star rating on this book, and it says no one can know, not even the reader, when they finish this book. And that could not be. That's so true. It's not even funny.
Had to look up spoilers for a book we read.
Full plot summary in front of me because I didn't remember. I remembered it was about sisters. That's it.
The writing. Do I know where this writing, book is? I like her writing. I remember not having a problem with it. I liked it in What Lies in the Woods. I liked it in this.
Yeah, it had good twists. I appreciated it.
There are twists.
But it just...
It wasn't memorable.
I feel like there's other thrillers that we've read that are more memorable. Can I remember what those would be?
We read a lot of mystery thrillers, so at some point, you just really have to stand out in order for it to stick.
Yeah, because it's just another, like, they all just kind of muddy together. I guess I can read
I wanted more from this. Yes.
Go ahead. Wait, what?
I wanted more.
Oh. See, and I also think, too, you are always very quick. You read a lot more mystery thrillers than I do. I read more romance. So I feel like it's interesting to me when you know the twists. Like, I'm so oblivious to everything that I'm just like, well, I never even saw that coming. And then you're like, yeah, I knew that like right off the bat. I'm like, what? How?
I knew who did it. I think.
I knew it was one of the sisters. I just couldn't figure out which one.
Yeah. And there were other little twists that helped make the plot. But like, were they necessary? No.
Not really. Yeah. It was an interesting concept, the book.
Yeah.
But, meh. Okay, I can read what it's about. 14 years ago, the Palmer sisters, Emma, Juliet, and Daphne, left their home in Arden Hills and never returned. But when Emma discovers she's pregnant and her husband loses his job, she has no option but to return to the house that she and her estranged sisters still own, and where their parents were murdered. Emma has never told anyone what she saw the night her parents died, even when she became the prime suspect. But her presence in the house threatens to uncover secrets that have stayed hidden for years, and the sisters are drawn together once again. As they face their memories of the past, rivalries restart, connections are forged, and for the first time, Emma starts to ask questions about what really happened that night. The more Emma learns, the more riddles emerge, and Emma begins to wonder just what her siblings will do to keep the past buried, and whether she did the right thing, staying quiet about what was whispered that night. No one can know.
I think my biggest issue was the main character and how, like, she acted. Like, going back to that town where everyone thinks she did it, and then she gets mad that everyone's accusatory, which, yes, sure, but, like, you know everyone thinks that way.
They all can
like,
really
why
grudge.
Keep trying?
I hated the police officer.
And I also hated how, like, she never questioned anything. No. She never, like, thought too hard about it. Because even, like, slightly thinking about what happened that night, you know it was one of the sisters.
Right?
But
yeah.
She just let it happen to her.
Yeah.
And then never talked again to her sisters.
No. She just kind of just ran away from it. So we find out very early on that, like, when Emma's, I'll definitely take parts of this, what is called a super summary. So when Emma was 16, so her parents, they were kind of, it says wealthy, but abusive. I don't remember the abuse. I'm going to be honest.
It was mainly to the main character because the first one was like perfect. And they loved her.
Oh, that's right. With the piano stuff.
Yeah.
That's right. They're
just a lot harsher on the main character.
That's right. And so both her mom, Irene, and her dad, Randolph, were shot dead in the house. The police never found the murder weapon. And Emma was blamed for the murders because she was with Gabe and no one knew who Gabe was. Like, it was a secret. And then it kind of came out that, like, she was lying about being with Gabe. And so obviously that didn't look good. And so then they thought maybe Gabe had killed the parents because, like, they didn't want, the parents yeah. didn't want Gabe and Emma to be together. And she had, like, went to Gabe to, like, tell them what was going on at the house. And that's when she came home.
Yeah, running away.
Yeah, and he was like, you have to go back. And so she went back, and that's when she found her parents dead. And Daphne's clothes were soaked in blood. And then Juliet was wearing clothes that didn't even belong to her. She was like, what is going on? So it jumps from, like, back then, and then it jumps to when she's older, Emma is. Mm-hmm. Emma finds out that she lost a job. I think she lost a job. And then she also finds out that she's pregnant. And so they obviously can't stay in the house that they are currently living in. So they move back to the mansion. It's a mansion. It definitely is, like, a big mansion.
Oh, she says, how about you not be in my chair? Oh, wow. Going to town.
Come on. Would you like
oh, my Lord. Anyways, Juliet now goes by JJ. Both JJ and Daphne are, like, very angry that she came back.
Yeah.
And, okay, come on. Oh, my Lord.
They're angry because they're afraid the truth will come out. But really, if they just talked to Emma while it happened and all got on the same page, everything would have been fine.
I have a cattail that is trying to strangle me at the moment. Yeah, if their communication between the sisters is, like, non-existent, and it's kind of frustrating, honestly. And then Daphne gets all weird.
Like, no reason.
No, Daphne gets weird and keeps, like, walking back and forth by the house, being a, like,
you kind of see that she was always weird. Yeah.
I too thought the same thing. And that's Millie. You like to say hi? Okay. Well, she's doing something. I don't know what she's doing.
When not spoken to. Thank you.
She's laying down now. Okay. She's rubbing against my book. Yeah, she's really aww, going to town on it. I guess at this point we could just get into the spoilers. I mean, you just see the dynamic between the three sisters. JJ and Daphne are trying to get Emma to, like, stop investigating things in the house, but they just do it in, like, really weird ways.
Like, the husband has to die because he found things, but didn't. They thought they found things.
Yeah, so there was a flash drive, so it kind of, like, came out that the dad was part of, like, was doing business with the cartel. There was a flash drive that the mom had, like, was going to use to, like, get away from her husband. The mom was cheating on her husband with one of the police officers. So when Daphne found the flash drive, I don't know why Daphne killed her parents.
Taylor is falling in slow motion.
This episode.
God damn it.
I I'm laughing so hard, Millie's screaming at me.
She's like, you're her screaming.
Oh my gosh.
Leave my ice cream alone. Okay.
And then he grabs the ice cream and runs. Is he going for the ice cream?
No, he's trying to, he's been walking, but he just now exited the kitchen. Get out of here.
Oh, why is it? Oh, we're back. Okay.
Okay.
And he's gone, maybe. Oh, well, all of a sudden I heard breathing and I looked back and Dean has his head like in the door frame. Oh my goodness gracious.
Okay.
So Daphne was the killer.
So it was Daphne.
JJ was with other people that night.
Yeah, and she took something.
Yes, but didn't she try to kiss someone? Was it a girl?
A girl.
Who did she? Okay. Something happened to where, like, but then it, like, wasn't reciprocated or...
Yeah, she was trying to hit on a girl, but someone gave her something, like the boy that she was dating, kind of, gave her drugs. And she got embarrassed, and she ran away and got lost, and those two people had to go find her.
That's right.
And she got all muddied, and that's why she was wearing different clothes, because they gave her different clothes.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. And then, I don't know why, I think Daphne just, like, retaliated against the parents, and then she shot them, and I don't know.
Yeah, because she was the one initially to find the flash drive.
Yeah.
And her dad caught her looking at it, and so she was like, oh, I just found this. What is it, Dad? And mm-hmm. I think she thought that the dad was going to kill her because then she overheard a phone call.
Yeah. Kind of like, like my daughter knows or something like that. Yeah.
And so.
And then I think the mom just like heard the gun go off. And so she had to kill the mom too. Because the mom was in the hallway and then the dad was like in the study or whatever.
Yeah. That sounds right.
It was an okay book. I don't, it wasn't anything to write home about.
If you haven't read a lot of thrillers, then this is probably a good one to go. Her writing is good.
It's not super gory or like anything like that. It's just kind of run of the mill.
Yeah.
You
kind of know what's gonna happen, and
her tail is like, I don't know if you can hear the movement of the cords, but that's Millie.
Yeah, that's you.
She's like, excuse you. Aw, Demille.
What are you doing? Do you have something to say to the listeners? That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Mm-hmm. Good job, baby. Oh, and hang up. And don't get on the... Don't. Oh, my gosh. And we're going to be doing it like this.
And we're holding a baby.
We're always holding a baby. As she screams at me. But... Yeah, I've read better thrillers. I've read
her first one was better. What Lies in the Woods was really good.
I know, this one's just not. Maybe the next one will be good. Next one comes out in July of 2025.
Give it a whirl. I try to give authors like 3 tries.
It was an interesting concept. Like I said, like the sisters, they kill the, you know, it's like a whodunit situation, but meh, it could have been better. I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I'm not an author, but
I wasn't into the husband. He just felt extra.
Yeah, I wasn't like sad when he died. I feel like I should have been like, I don't know, had more feelings. Should have
been upset.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Same. Oh.
Oh, she does that where she has one. She has to have one arm out.
Straight out. Oh.
Yeah.
Doing. She's moving it straight out. Oh,
I don't know what she's doing.
It's like she's trying to bap something invisible.
What are you doing? Oh. Now we're whole. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a purr.
Mill.
Also, she put my caps lock on. Okay.
Oh. She's angry.
Oh, she's very, you can tell by her tail.
Her tail and arm are just a going.
I don't know what's happening. This episode is just chaos. Like the book. I have nothing else to say about this book.
It was so middle of the road.
I can get to the rowdy one star. Okay, oh, yes, okay, yes. Okay, 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 okay. No. Oh my god. Holy guacamole. She is. Okay. This is at a 3.67 on Goodreads, so if that says anything. I have no words, but this was a snooze fest. I can't believe I finished this book. It was so boring. Boring, unrealistic, eye-rolling at times. Ridiculous end. Very disjointed, far-fetched at times. Yeah, it definitely felt far-fetched. Yeah, there was, I don't know. Who actually did it? Who sent the threats to the mistress? Who recommended this? Oh, Millie. Oh, my God.
I wish I could get this video out to you guys. It is just Millie going back and forth. Oh, we freeze framed. Oh, good Lord. Oh, no.
And the rest of our audio did not save. Millie walked across Ashley's keyboard and we had a restart and it didn't save any of the audio. So that was fun. Essentially, we didn't really like the book, but we'll probably give Kate Alice Marshall another go. She does have another book coming out really soon. I think I chose it for Book of the Month, so we'll see how that goes. In the meantime, you should subscribe and follow us wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find us on Instagram at Baby Got Stacks Podcast. We'll be posting our schedules and the books that we're reading as frequently as we can on there. This is so weird to do without Ashley. I'm not very good at this alone. We'll be getting out a lot more episodes to you. We're figuring out season two, so as we close out this season one, there's two more episodes before we close out our first season, and then there'll be a lot more exciting stuff to come. So thanks for listening, and we will talk to you next time.